Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, Volume 2, is Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. And we're in the middle of Siman Kuf Lamed Tes, which is the halachos of Kriyas Sefer Torah. And we begin with the very last word on Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Yesterday we learned in the Mechaber that anybody who gets an aliyah has to make a bracha before the aliyah, Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Amim, and he makes a bracha after the aliyah, Asher Nosen Lanu Taras Emes. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, Uposeach HaSefer Kodim Shivarch, before the person gets his aliyah, makes the bracha beforehand, the Baruchu and Asher Bracha Banu, so he has to open up the Sefer Torah, and he points out, the Roa HaPosuk Shetzorich LaHaskubo. Before he makes the bracha, he should see where he's going to be actually going to have the laning read from. In those days, the person himself would read it. Nowadays, of course, as we've already pointed out, we have a regular Baal Kori that reads for you, but you should know where the place is, that you should know Shetzorich LaHaskubo, that you're going to start with the aliyah, and then you can make the bracha. V'acha Ken Yevarech. And then after you have the laning, so then golel, you then close the Sefer Torah u'mivorech, and you make the bracha achrona, you make the bracha ashenosalon otaras emes. The Mishnah Berurah points out it's if katan tezayin veroa pasuk, you have to see the pasuk kidei sheyedal komahush mivorech, so you should know what you're making the bracha on. You should know this is the specific part of the Torah that I'm reading now, or that is going to be read for me, and I'm making the bracha on that. And only afterwards, v'yachakach yivarech sivkot and yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rosh Lamer, he means to tell us, she'ein sarich ligl asefer Torah b'shas berchoso. According to the psak over here of the Mechaber, a person goes and finds the place in the Torah, he again goes and makes the bracha, but he does not close the Sefer Torah, makes the bracha on the open Sefer Torah, not on the Sefer Torah closed up. I, v'leka l'mechash, you don't have to be concerned, Shema Yomer, the people will say, brachos kesuvas b'torah, v'u mevarach ben ha-sefer. People may mistakenly think that you're reading those brachos from the Torah and that those brachos are included in the Torah, so the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber says we don't have to be concerned about that. The Hakol Yodim, everybody knows, Shein Brachos Ksuvah Sefer Torah. Everybody knows that the Brachos aren't written in the Sefer Torah. So even though the Sefer Torah is open and they see the person saying the Brachos, nobody's going to really think that he's reading them from the Sefer Torah. Because the Davka B'Bracha Rishon Elohosh Shluzeh, it's only by the Bracha you make before the laning that the rabbi said we don't have to be concerned about this. And the reason why is explained by the Vilna Gaon, Mishum Tircha de Tzibura, because we're so concerned about the extra amount of time that it's going to take you when you close the Sefer Torah to then reopen the Sefer Torah and find the place and lane, that extra second or two, that's called the Tircha de Tzibura. Making the Tzibur wait for you to do that is wrong. That the Tzibur is going to have to wait till you, after you make the bracha, you now reopen the Sefer Torah and start the laning. That's too long a pause. That 1 or 2 seconds is called Tircha de Tzibura. Avu bebracha achrona, but for the bracha that we make after the laning, the lekatamzeh, there is no Tircha de Tzibura over here. The Tzibura is not waiting for you. Gam belav hochi tzorich liglo haSefer Torah ben gavra legavra. And also, you also have to definitely close the Sefer Torah between the aliyahs. It's not proper to leave the Sefer Torah open, waiting for a person to come up to go and get the next aliyah. So you're going to close the Sefer Torah anyway. So you're not saving any time by not closing the Sefer Torah. In this situation, mevade odif yoser sheiglo kodem abracha. So one should certainly close the Sefer Torah before one makes the final bracha after the aliyah. Vezehu shemisayim amachaber. And that's what the machaber means when he says, de la'achar, after the laning, shakara, that you read, go. Then you close the Sefer Torah and you go and make the bracha. So clearly the psak over here of the Mechaber is that the person should make the bracha while the Sefer Torah is opened. What does the Ramah say about this? The Ramah adds, Hagah, b'shoah shemivarech bracha rishona, when you are making the bracha rishona with the Sefer Torah opened up, yafoch panov el atzad, you should turn your head to the side a little bit, shlo yinira kimivarech ben haTorah, that people shouldn't think that you're reading the bracha from the Torah. If they see your head is turned to the side, it brings us down the name of the kolbo, then this way nobody's going to make the mistake that they're going to think that you're reading the brachas from the Torah, and this way you don't have the tircha de tzibura, that you close the Sefer Torah and now have to wait the second to open it up again. That's the psak of the Ramah. And he says, V'nira li, which way should you turn? The yafof panov litzad smolo. You should preferably turn your head to the left, which, as we'll see, is to the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right is your left, so you turn your head to the right, so to say, away from the Sefer Torah, so nobody should think that you're reading it from the Sefer Torah, and you are turning to the left, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right. So both the Mechaber and the Ramah say that the proper way for a person to go make the bracha on the Sefer Torah, the bracha before you get the aliyah, Asher Bracha Banu, is to have the Sefer Torah opened, and in this way there won't be a Tircha de Tzibura. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Ches adds, Svirula, he explains, the kivin the bezelek etircha tzibura, by the fact that the person who's getting the aliyah is turning his head to the side, that's not going to take a second, that's not taking any time, it's not going to cause a tircha tzibura, therefore, tov lochosh gam bebrocha rishona lechashash. Therefore, the Ramah says, it makes sense to be concerned that some people may inadvertently think that you're reading the brachas in the Sefer Torah, so we don't tell you to close the Sefer Torah because of Tirchot Zibura, but turn your head, that doesn't take any time. And this way, Shalom Yomer Brachos Ksubas the Torah said, nobody, even the ignorant person that doesn't know this, will not for a second think that you're reading the Brachos on the Sefer Torah, because he'll see your head is turned to the side. He'll know that you're not reading it from the Torah, as we've already mentioned in Sifkaten Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaten Yud Tes says that the Mechaber said to preferably turn your face to the left. Do Yemin HaKodesh Baruch Hu Homid L'Negdo, as I said, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right kaviyochel, as we've already learned in Sivan Kuf Chav Gimel. And Dirshu footnote number 18 reminds us that we said over there, when you're taking the steps back, and then you say, Oseh Shalom B'Ramav, after you've taken the steps back, you first turn to the left, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right. Miu, however, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Yesh achronim shekosu dafichas panov einu nochon. There are, however, achronim that say it's inappropriate to turn your head away from the Sefer Torah. It appears, demara atzol ki'ilu einu mavarech amash yikor rak amid yachrina. It looks like you're not making the bracha on what you're laying. It looks like you're making a bracha. Stam, you're turning in the air, and your head is facing in the left direction, and you're making a bracha. How does that have any connection to the Sefer Torah? Dor misalik panu mimenu. It's as if you turned away from the Sefer Torah. And therefore, he brings down in the name of the Chayi Adam, the Yosetov Lahatzim Einav. It's preferable for the person to close his eyes. Shalom Hilastako b'Sefer Torah b'Shasa Bracha. Close your eyes so you're not looking in the Sefer Torah. And this way, nobody will think that you're reading from the Sefer Torah because your eyes are closed. They'll hopefully see that. And this way, you're not turning away from the Sefer Torah, which is like a busha to the Sefer Torah. And he brings down in Dirshu footnote number 19 from the Sefer Dinim Van Hagos that the Chazon Ish's minog was to close his eyes when he would read, get an aliyah from the Torah and leave the Sefer Torah open. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bir Halacha. So what does the Bir Halacha add over here? So the Bir Halacha brings down in Dibur HaMaskel V'roa HaPosuk Shesorach LaHaskelbo, he says, V'da'at Yesh Poskim Shesovrim Dim Rotze Liglol V'achachach Levorach Odev Tvei. There are Poskim that say, and this explains the minhag that some people have, that they do close the Sefer Torah after they pointed out the place and they make the bracha on a closed Sefer Torah, a rolled up Sefer Torah. Because even though the Halacha K'Reb Yehuda She'eino Mechuyiv Latzos Kein, even though the Halacha is that you don't have to do this, and we are concerned about Tirchot Zibura, nevertheless, these people are concerned about this idea that people may see you and think that you're reading from the Sefer Torah. And he concludes, he says, if you want to hold like that, it's okay. There are achronim to hold like that, the Nara, Naru, Pashate, and even though the simple reading of the Mechaber, and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah is that you should keep the Sefer Torah open, then either close your eyes or turn your head away, or look up, or something like that, so people shouldn't see that you're reading from the Sefer Torah. Nevertheless, there are those that do close the Sefer Torah, and they have who to rely upon. One should point out that we're talking here about a second, and this is so important to realize that there's a problem of Tirchot Zibura even for a second. So it's a good point, a good time to point out that if somebody's talking in shul and they have to stop the davening because people are talking, that's a tremendous Tirchot Zibura, besides the sin, obviously, of talking during the davening. And we should really think twice about doing anything that delays the davening. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, Yesh Noagin Lishchos Ulishtachavos B'Eis Amiris HaBracha, Mishum Kvod HaTorah. There are those that bow down during the saying of the Bracha because of Kvod HaTorah. The Yishu footnote number 21, number 20, brings down from the Prima Gadon, so we bow down to the names that are found inside the Sefer Torah of God. He brings down from the Elyon Rabbah, but you have to be careful not to bow down at the end of the bracha, because then it might appear that you're adding on to the bowings down by brachos, and the rabbi said that you're not allowed to do that, as we've already learned in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. Dirshu footnote number 21 brings down that it appears from this that a person shouldn't at all go and bow down during the bracha, b'kimishein lechro b'shum bracha b'tchila o b'sof. And he says it's a mistake for people that are bowing down during the entire bracha. That's separate from the barchu, which the minhag is to bow down to this, and towards the end of Dirshu footnote number 23, he brings down that the velt does bow down by barchu. How are they allowed to do this? So he brings down, this is based upon a pasuk of Divrei Yomim, and he says, Minog Yisrael Torahu. Rav Yashiv adds to this, Satzal Rav Yashiv says, Shekavana Sabir Alohu brings this down, that even though the pasuk was written before the Takanim Chazal, so you could say that Chazal, so to say, preempted the pasuk and said we shouldn't do that, nevertheless, Kivan Shemafurish with pasuk Lehetter, since the pasuk specifically says you are allowed to bow down by Baruch Hu, Ein Koach LeChazal Lesor Asamutu. Chazal don't have the ability to go and answer something that the Torah specifically states is permissible. There are a couple of interesting Ber Heitevs over here that we should look at as well. In Sivkot and Vav, the Ber Heitev says that the Torah should remain closed. You should keep the Sefer Torah closed the entire time until the next person gets up there to do the Aliyah. He brings us down the name of the Marshal, the Mogen Avraham, the Taz, and the Oles Tomid. In Sivkot and Zayin, he brings down that the Taz says that Hafichas Ponav Einu Nocho, to turn your face away is incorrect. That's the source of the Mishnah Berurah, who said you shouldn't turn your face away, because Demara Atzmo Kilu Einu Mavarach Hamash Yikra. It looks like you're not making the bracha on what you're about to read, but on something else. He then brings down from the Taz's father-in-law, the Bach, Hogun Shia Pasuch B'Shas Bracha. The more correct way is to keep the Sefer Torah open during the bracha, Legamri, totally open, V'lo Yafoch Pon of Klal, and don't turn your face away. And he says, this is the das of the poskim and the gonim habufusanim, hamufusamim, the chenan yomek. The Bach says, I don't turn my head away. I leave the Sefer Torah open. We're not concerned for the first bracha. The people are going to think that we read it from inside. And this is the preferable way, according to the Bach. Vakorim, he says, and if you're bowing down, that's incorrect, as we already brought down as well. You're not allowed to add on to the bowings down that the Chazal were masaking. And he brings down from the Shach in the name of the Rokeach, Minok Hagon Lechroa, Lishtachavos Vichas Torah. There is an early custom to do, in fact, bow down because of Kavanah Torah, but he says, V'lo Ka'osin Shein Noakin, and he says, not like those people that don't bow down. So there is a machlokis on the bowings down. If a person doesn't have a Minok to bow down, certainly one would suggest that it would be preferable not to bow down during the recitation of the Brochos. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Noagu l'chasus haksav b'sudor ben gavra l'gabra. The Mechaber says the custom is to go cover up with some sort of a cover, a mappa of some sort, to go and cover up the Sefer Torah in between the aliyahs, ben gavra l'gabra, between person and person getting the aliyahs. The Ramah says, however, u'medinos elu, however, in our medinos, the custom is, as we've already brought down, just above in the previous sif, Elu benimas elu nagu shei magoleles. We close the Sefer Torah ben gavra legabra v'chein ikra, and that's the more correct way than to leave it open and to cover it up. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof writes, Afal pishim min hadin tzrich lios magoleles. Even the Mechaber says, as he just pointed out in Siv Dala, that you should roll the Sefer Torah up. He says, Mikol makom nagu lios besucha. Many people did leave it open, and in the place where they kept it open, ubimkom galila mechasim besuda kodem bracha achrona. They would go and leave the Sefer Torah open, but they would cover it up before they made the bracha afterwards. Sivkot and Chafalot, the Mishnah Berurah says, the lo sagi b'kisub yama, but the Ramah says that it's preferable not to just keep the Sefer Torah open and cover it up. That's not really good. And he brings down from the Taz, the lefi minog zeh shuv ein tzorach kisui. Technically, if you've rolled the Sefer Torah up, you don't have to cover it up. V'kisui, you have a tircha yisera, and actually covering it up is an extra tircha, and not recommended. And he says, only rak be'esh omrim kaddish achar akriya shapi yesh l'chasus. If you're going to have a long interruption, such as the kaddish, then you should not only roll the Sefer Torah up, but you should also cover it up. Does mistalik min akriya, because you clearly are separating yourself from the kriya at that point, so it's more of a cover for the Sefer Torah, since you're not using it to keep it covered as well as rolled up. V'uadin kol makom sheyes man aruch. And he says, this is the halacha, anytime there's a long pause, for example, kigon shemizamrim l'chosun, where you're going to sing for the chosun that got an aliyah, so therefore you should cover the Sefer Torah up as well as rolled it up at that point. If you're saying a lot of Misha Berachs, at that point you should also cover up the Sefer Torah. Oz Mechasin Besudar, we cover it up as well as keep it closed. The issue footnote number 22 brings down our minig is to cover up the Sefer Torah because we make a Misha Berach for the person who got the Aliyah and you make a Misha Berach for the Kahal. That's called Marichim, and we always cover up the Sefer Torah in between the Aliyahs, even though it's rolled up. Again, on a weekday, for example, where you don't really have a break or a significant pause in between, it's not necessary to cover up the Torah in between the aliyos. If the person who's getting the next aliyah comes up right away, there are no Misha Berachs, there is no long pause, so then it's not necessary at all, l'chatrila, to cover up the Sefer Torah, ben gavra l'gabra. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chof Beis explains Vatam Shein Lanicha Psucha. The reason why we don't leave the Sefer Torah open Shein Kovel Torah Shetei Psucha V'Tam Tanat Shiyovu Acher. As we've already pointed out, you don't leave the Sefer Torah open and wait for the next person to come up. That's why we close the Sefer Torah. There's going to be a very long pause, as we just said. You also cover it up. Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes Omer Baruchu. We also say the Baruchu Es Hashem Hamvorach before we make the Bracha Rishona Asher Bracha Banu on the Sefer Torah. So we say Baruchu. The Mechaber says and the Brachos. Asher bracha banu, and at the concluding bracha, asher nosa lanu, we say that b'kol rum. We say it out loud. A person shouldn't say it whispered quietly. And in fact, the Mechaber says, va'omrim b'lachash toa. And if somebody says it very quietly, then he's actually making a mistake. And there are those that say, he brings us down the name of the Rabbeinu Yonah, v'yesh omrim shetzorech lachzor ulevarach b'kol rum. If the person did not say the bracha out loud, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, you actually have to go repeat the bracha and say it out loud. The Ramah says the purpose of this is kadesh yishmu ha'am v'yanu baruch Hashem ha'baruch l'olam v'ed. This is so the entire tzibur can hear you say the baruch hu, and they can respond to your baruch hu by saying baruch Hashem ha'baruch l'olam v'ed. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Chav Gimel writes, the reason for saying Baruch Hu Atam, Kemoshe Mesayim HaRamah, is based upon the Ramah said, that you should be able to answer to the Bracha of Baruch Hu, and that's why he has to say it out loud. And he adds, V'af HaBrachos, so too, the Brachos, not only Baruch Hu, the entire Bracha should be said out loud, Kedei Sheyuchu Kol HaTzibur Lanos Amen, in order to let the people answer Amen to this Bracha. So you shouldn't just say Baruch Hu out loud, but you say the entire Birchas HaTorah, Asher Baruch HaBanu, out loud. Sivkot and Chav Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah explains that those that say it quietly are making a mistake. The Lemi Omer Baruch Hu, Kishomer Balachash, because who are you saying Baruch Hu to if you're going to say it quietly to yourself? Baruch Hu means tell all the people in the shul, let's bless God's name. If you say it quietly, who are you saying Baruch Hu to? Ubalachash Nikwa, why do we define saying it quietly if 10 people can't hear you? Called the less Asorah Ditzaisi. If there aren't 10 people able to hear you say it, so then that's called Balachash. Kinin Dovash Bekdusha, this is the regular loch of a Dovash Bekdusha, the Ain of Apokos Measor, that you need 10 people. Really, it's 9 besides you. So you need to have a minion listening to you saying Baruch over here in order for it to be considered not quietly. And this is the loch that we've learned elsewhere in regards to saying Baruch, that you have to say this out loud. And in fact, that's why it's brought down the end of Dirshu, footnote number 25. That's why we stand up for saying the Baruch Hu. A person should really be standing when they say Baruch Hu and the Baruch Hashem of Ruach Leolam V'ed, because it's a Dover Shebekdusha, which requires, according to everybody, for somebody to be standing up. The Mishnah Berurah then says, look in the Magen Avraham, Du Adin B'Kaddish, Yesh Lizor Shalom Armu B'Lachash Mihai Taima. Likewise, when the Chazan says Kaddish at the end of the laning, or anytime you say Kaddish, you shouldn't say it quietly. It's a Dover Shebekdusha. You have to make sure that at least the minion of people are listening to your Kaddish. Mr. Brun Sivkot and Chafei writes that the entire people should listen to you and answer. So it seems from here, Midivri HaRamah, Mashma Desfirule, the Hayye Shomen, that which we said that the people should go and listen to you. And if you don't, Rabbeinu Yonah said that you have to go repeat the Bracha, that's Lo Koi Raka Baruch Hu. That's only talking about Baruch Hu. Because the Bracha is not Ma'akib. The Baruch Hu, if you don't say it out loud, so who are you asking to bless you? So you have to repeat that. But the Bracha, Asher Baruch HaBanu, he says, Bidi Evid. If you didn't say it out loud, Brachos Eino Ma'akib, Bidi Evid. In Berach Balachash, you don't have to repeat it out loud. The Ayin Bir Halacha, Mashakov Sati Bezer, the Bir Halacha has an Arichus on this over here. He says, Avolachatil, Bavadi, Mitzul, Omer, Bekor, Ram, Bechanal. Certainly, everybody agrees that even if you don't have to repeat it, Bidi Eved, you certainly should go and say the Bracha out loud so people can answer Amen, and this is the proper way to do this. Ramo continues and he writes, Vim lo shamu at Tzibur esam avarech, if the Tzibur did not hear the person saying Baruchu, Afopi Shishamu Achazen One, even though they heard people answering Baruch Hashem, Baruch Lulam Vued, Lo Yanu Imo, they're not allowed to answer if they didn't hear the Baruch Hu. Ela Onim Amen Adiri Achazen. So when they hear the Chazen, and people may be up at the Bima saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed, they should answer Amen. But they're not allowed to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed if they didn't hear the Baruch Hu themselves. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chavav explains, Hayinu Kishama Baruch Hu. When the person getting the Aliyah says Baruch Hu, if you didn't hear him, you're not allowed to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed. Sivkot and Chav Zayin, this is true, Afal Pi Shishom HaChazen, even though you did have the Chazen hearing it, the people up there by the Bima did hear it. He says, look, we've learned this halacha previously in Siman Nun Zayin, Sivkot and Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha over there, Masha Kosav Dusham. And in Dirshu footnote number 26, he reminds us what we learned over there, that the Mishnah Berurah said, Im Shama Esat Zibur Omen Baruch Hashem Amruch Yani Moen. If you hear the Tzibur answering Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed, even though you didn't hear the Baruch Hu, then you are allowed to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed. But the Bir Halacha explains over there, this is only if at least 9 people actually heard the person saying Baruch Hu. So this often happens all the time. The person's getting an Aliyah, he's saying it relatively quietly. The people at the Bima, and maybe those in the seats right near the Bima, hear it. They say Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed, and you can hear that. So then you are allowed to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed when they say that, even though you didn't hear the Baruch Hu. However, if there wasn't a minion of people that actually heard the Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed, the only people, the 3 or 4 people up at the Bima, they say Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed. The people around them say Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed, but they didn't hear the Baruch Hu. And then you hear more than the minion saying Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed, you're still not allowed to answer Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam V'ed because you didn't have a minion hearing the Baruch Hu, and all you can do in that situation is answer Amen. That concludes today's shir.